Murderer confesses to having sex with 23 bodies in hospital morgues, including abusing dead children. By Kurt Zindelka on November 4, 2022. A convicted double murderer has confessed to sexually abusing the corpses of 23 women in hospital mortuaries, with victims ranging from 9 to 100 years old. David Fuller, 68, a former hospital worker who was convicted last year of beating and strangling two women to death in 1987, pled guilty on Thursday at Croydon Crown Court in London to 12 counts of sexually penetrating a corpse and 4 counts of being in possession of extreme pornography. Fuller filmed himself sexually abusing the corpses, which included a 9-year-old girl, 2 16-year-olds, and a 100-year-old woman, while he was working as an electrician at the Kent and Sussex Hospital and the Tunbridge Wells Hospital, the BBC reported. Kent police said that they had found evidence of 101 potential victims. However, the latest charges only applied to 23 victims, all of whom were deceased females. A total of 10 victims have remained unidentified. Officers discovered a cache of images and videos of Fuller sexually abusing the corpses when they raided his home in Heathfield, East Sussex. Commenting on the case, Libby Clark of the Crown Prosecution Service said, "Fuller's actions were depraved, disgusting and dehumanizing, on a scale that has never been encountered before in legal history. It was vital for us to bring these additional charges for the women we could identify, and those we sadly couldn't, to reflect his offending and bring justice for the families that we can. The horrors of this case will no doubt remain with everyone who has worked so tirelessly to bring the case to a close." Fuller was initially sentenced to a whole life term last year after confessing to the murders of Wendy Nell, 25, and Caroline Pierce, 20, in 1987. He went on to plead guilty to 51 other offenses, 44 of which concerned sexually abusing 78 victims in hospital morgues between 2008 and 2020. The government has since launched an independent inquiry into how he was able to operate undetected for so long. Fuller will be sentenced for the rest of his crimes next month. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.